Dictation for Charles Borton, B-O-R-T-O-N, August 24, 50. Address as a letter to Dr. Sarvepalli, 866-419-3504. Attention to Daniel Brennan, B-R-E-N-N-A-N. Dear Mr. Brennan, a consultation for Mr. Borton with a low sodium concentration. He has an extensive medical history, comes accompanied with wife Luann, L-U-A-N. Within the last 1 year, reported allergy to sulfa, a skin rash, swelling of the lips, and some degree of difficulty breathing. He has a diagnosis of cirrhosis of the liver with minor degree of esophageal varices, did not require aggressive intervention. There has been no documented portal hypertension, ascites, peritonitis, or encephalopathy. He is a prior smoker and has underlying COPD. He denies decreasing appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, lost 30 pounds but has recovered most of them back the last 1 year. There is some constipation but no bleeding. There is frequency, urgency, minor nocturia, no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood. He still has his prostate, minor edema, no numbness, ulcers, no gross claudication symptoms, denied discolor of the toes. He has chronic dyspnea, cough, clear sputum, but no purulent material hemoptysis. Remote history of cardiac cath within normal limits, not in the recent past. Has not required any oxygen, no sleep apnea. He does snore, according to wife, but never tested. He sleeps in a 45 elevation of the head of the bed. Next paragraph, past medical history, smoker, COPD. Prior diabetes and hypertension, but over the last few years, he was able to get off all these medications. The new diagnosis of cirrhosis of the liver, no biopsy has been done, thought to be related to prior alcohol intake, but also obesity and non-alcoholic steatohepatitis. There has been no documented hepatitis B or C. Extensive workup through Dr. Tabor, T as in today, A, B as in boy, O, R, as well as Dr. Coates, C-O-A-T-E-S, shows an increase of IgA levels, a minor increase of mitochondrial antibodies. Everything else was negative. EGD colonoscopy has been done, no malignancy. Minor esophageal varices, minor portal hypertension. Is my understanding spleen is enlarged. He denies giving thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, or a stroke. He has rhinophyma and flushing of the face. He has congestive heart failure, probably from hypertension and diabetes. He has never received blood transfusion. Actually, he has donated a total of 1 gallon in his lifespan. Next paragraph, side effects, allergies to sulfa. Next paragraph, used to smoke 3 packs per day, started age 13 or 14, although discontinued like 25, 30 years ago. Also 10, 15 years of heavy alcohol abuse as a teenager. No family history of kidney disease. The only medications right now, albuterol as needed, Symbicort as needed, and vitamin D. Is supposed to start losartan, but has not started yet. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 220, height of 69. Blood pressure 120, 70 on the right, 140, 76 on the left. There is a flushing of the face, which blanches without any pustules. He has deformity of the nose, rhinophyma. Might decrease hearing, normal speech, he's overweight, no gross respiratory distress, normal eye movements. There is wheezes anteriorly, posteriorly is distant clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, allowed aortic systolic murmurs and radiation to the neck arteries, no palpable fibro lymph nodes, obesity of the abdomen without gross masses or palpable liver or spleen, no ascites. Pulses are decreased, popliteal dorsal pedis posterior tibialis, there is 1+ edema, decreased hearing but normal speech, no focal deficits. Next paragraph. Urine sample, protein creatinine ratio, less than 0.2, he was 0.13. He has low sodium concentration that has fluctuated between 125 and 136. Low serum osmolality, a 24-hour urine collection, volume was 3,100, urine osmolality 419, urine sodium in 24 hours, 316. A normal potassium acid base, a normal kidney function, GFR better than 60. Prior high ferritin, probably from acute phase reactant, 490 with a normal saturation. Antinuclear antibodies negative, hepatitis B, C negative, alpha fetoprotein not elevated, ceruloplasmin not elevated, antimitochondrial antibody actually is negative. Anti-smooth muscle antibody was elevated at 1 out of 80, considered normal 1 out of 20 or less. IgA levels elevated. Testing for celiac disease negative. No H. pylori on biopsy of the stomach. 3 polyps removed, 1 hyperplastic, 1 colonic mucosa. The other was sessile, S-E-S-S-I-L-E, serrated lesion, but no malignancy. CT scan chest, abdomen, and pelvis with contrast. This was done in March of this year. Fatty liver. Likely cirrhosis. Calcification of aortic valve. Left thyroid nodule, 1 centimeter. No ascites. Atherosclerosis of aorta. There is a prior CT scan, angiogram of the head, neck with contrast. Without stenosis, no vasculitis, no carotid artery disease. Prior CT scan of the chest, no pulmonary embolism, fatty liver, echocardiogram from September last year, normal ejection fraction, classification of aortic valve, but no stenosis, minor other abnormalities. I reviewed the notes. From Dr. Tabor, T-A-B-O-R, and Dr. Coates, C-O-A-T-E-S, from liver specialists through Grand Rapids and University of Michigan, Grand Rapids. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has hyponatremia and hyposmolality with preserved kidney function, normal potassium acid base, isolated polyuria, off diabetic medications. However, I cannot rule out uncontrolled diabetes. I'm requesting patient and wife to check glucose 2 hours post meals as a reference point. That will help us determine if he needs to go back to diabetes treatment, as well as if hyperglycemia might be explained in the polyuria and indirectly the hyponatremia. In any regards, he does not have evidence of decompensation of CHF, no evidence of vomiting, diarrhea, does have liver disease, but no gross ascites. He is not on any diuretics. There is high urine osmolality, question an SIADH picture. Says to be eating good amount of meat. I don't believe this is related to low solute, S-O-L-U-T-E, hyponatremia. He was drinking large amount of liquids. Could be triggered by uncontrolled diabetes. I'm asking him to cut down on the fluid intake, trying to follow by thirst, and trying to keep it hopefully under 2 liters. To begin with, we will monitor chemistries over time. We'll follow with you. End of dictation.